You off the board, baby. You can't shop no more. It's just the same as if you were married. But it does not carry the benefits of being married. Because you are totally off the market. Because if you're living with this woman, you can't be going out every night bringing another woman back to the house and letting it be okay or staying out all night with that other woman. You see, you married anyway. You just not getting the blessings of God that God want to bestow on you because the devil make you see a different kind of vision. See, but you got to understand, if things is not working right now, if your vision haven't come to pass, you said you got to keep on believing God. You got to keep confessing his word. You got to keep on giving your seed. You got to keep on praising God. You've got to keep on believing that I receive. Oh, tell somebody, say, you just got to stand and wait. Mm-hmm. Why? Because though it tarries, sometimes there's a little delay. But the Bible said it will surely come. Anybody ever seen the Chrysler 300? Some people say it kind of looked like a Bentley. What? You want a Bentley, but I ain't got Bentley money. So I'm gonna get me a Chrysler 300, and now I'm gonna call Mario. Tell Mark, don't it look like a Bentley? And it may be all right until somebody pull up on the side of me with a real Bentley. See? You see, and now you realize that you don't have what you even thought you had. See, and when that happens, you find out how much you have compromised. And we do it without even thinking. There are so many things that we've compromised on today. Just today. Sometimes we compromise, even in our married life, we compromise by saying we're just going to keep the peace. I ain't going to say what I want to say because I want to keep peace. And the fact is that after a period of time, keeping peace that long, and you didn't say nothing, after a while, you're just mad. And you're mad, and you don't even know why you're mad. So now the next time you open your mouth, you're going to be mad, you're going to say some stuff that you didn't want to say. Because you can't remember all the things that you have compromised. All you know is that I've been compromising all these years. I've been taking the low side all these years. And it's all because you refused to go into that area where it was going to be a little friction. See, because communication do cause friction. it do cause friction. But you got to be willing to go there because if you don't, you're creating a monster for yourself. Listen, we got to know that God is going to give us what we ask for. Bible tells us that he would give us our heart's desire. I came to tell you that he's already got it worked out for you. You know, he'll raise up the right person. He'll put you in the right situation. He'll put you in the right environment. God is going to do it. He's going to do it. Tell your neighbor, say, God is going to do it. Say, you're going to have to wait on your season. Yeah, wait on your season because the Bible says it will surely come. You know, sometimes we don't want to do things and because we worry about somebody saying that we don't have no faith if it don't manifest. We're worrying about what somebody say. Well, I want to ask you, y'all ain't been saved all your life. When you were out there, did you care what anybody said? If this is, let me tell you what so-and-so think. You almost want to fight because of what they say they think. So now you get into the kingdom, and now you're worrying about what everybody say. They're not paying no bills for you. If you're a single woman and you want a husband, wait on him. Wait for your husband. But understand this, in Matthew chapter 19, it says that marriage is not for everybody. It's not for everybody. So in other words, I'd rather wait on it, the marriage, than to live with somebody. Than to just look like I'm married. See, I don't want my options to be limited. I'm getting ready to close. There's a statement that Mark Twain said. He said, you cannot depend on your eyes when your imagination is out of focus. You cannot depend upon your eyes when your imagination is out of focus. You got to get your mind and your imagination in focus. Your imagination is not for your past. That's why you have a memory. Your imagination is for your future. Watch our text, our basic text that in Genesis, it talked about the Tower of Babel, right? It talked about the Tower of Babel. That's the one that I read when it said, God says, if I don't confuse their language, nothing would be impossible for them. Well, understand this. The men of Babel, they had a vision. And the vision was to build a tower and a city. But God says, if I don't go down and confuse their language, what he said he was going to confuse? Confuse their language. He said nothing would be impossible for them. Look what God didn't do. God didn't do nothing to their imagination. All he did was confuse their language, because he knew that if I can get them to talk themselves out of it, they won't be able to, they'll talk themselves completely out of what they imagine. How many times have you talked yourself out of stuff? I mean, you were so sure that God said it was going to happen, but then you get somebody that gets your ear and begin to say stuff in your ear, and then you say, well, maybe not.